Look, dude, here's what we need to focus on. And this has been my focus for the last 3 days, 4 days. I've been very autistic for Mexican cartels. Yes, dude.
How did you get through that whole episode without bringing up the cartel? Oh, you had to go through JFK.
I had to get JFK. But Mexican cartels, dude. This is what I've been up to. I have a book called El Narcos. Shit Rules. It's by Eoin Griot.
Sounds sick.
El Narco, dude. Shit rules. Although I think it was written in like 08, so it's going to leave out a lot of stuff like Chapo breaking out. Yeah, cool shit.
You already know all that anyway.
I already know all that. But I've been listening to that book, so I go to sleep every night to Mexican cartels. Yeah. While I've been awake, I've been playing a Narcos video game. I've been playing Ghost Recon Wildlands. Shit rules.
Damn.
Please give me night vision and a silenced assault rifle breaking into houses. That's all
fun.
I need.
That's pretty fun.
That's all I need.
Really? Where is all this?
It's the coolest shit in the world. This occurs in Bolivia. I believe that's where Dirty Deeds is from.
Really?
Or is he from Belize?
Belize.
All right.
Damn, he's from,
just don't ruin the show.
He's from McAfee's. Which one?
Oh, yeah, McAfee, yeah, yeah. Belize. Yes.
That's sick.
McAfee went down and tried to ruin Dorian's.
He's a Belizean.
That's what happened. McAfee went down there and got a bunch of
Belizean.
Got a bunch of Dorians to work for him.
Okay, sure. Yeah, great.
I need you to kill this guy's dog.
Okay, fine.
All right.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
So, I've been playing a Narcos video game while I sleep and drive. I'm listening to a book on Narcos, and then I rewatched Narcos Mexico.
I mean, dude.
Pure Narcos.
Have you not killed somebody?
I've retained.
Have you not killed somebody?
I've retained none of it.
Really?
It's crazy.
What are they up to?
I don't know. I just like the machismo and the music.
For sure.
And just mutilating and torturing your enemies.
Did you ever see the like the live leak version of cartel video? There's like channels just dedicated to cartel videos.
I was on those early, like while they were taking place.
Really?
Yes. The main board. The main board used to be all cartel shit.
Yeah.
Well, it used to have a thread dedicated to cartel shit. The main board was like pre-Reddit. Like this, like I was on that shit.
True.
But yeah, I remember watching the guys get chainsawed, all that shit. You ever watch that one?
No.
It's the craziest shit you've ever seen.
This
it's
guy
two dudes
getting chainsawed.
Sitting next to each other about to get chainsawed to death. I think it was by Los Zetas. The Zetas, dude.
Damn.
Los Zetas. Zetas fucking rule. But these two dudes sitting next to each other, they get chainsawed. The one dude, it goes through him like this, from like this shoulder, like that.
Ah.
So the guy's
pretty easily?
The guy's saying, oh, yeah, it goes, it's a chainsaw. It literally straight through him, cuts him like this, and then into the other guy's arm, who's sitting next to him. The guy doesn't even flinch. He's like, with the chainsaw into his arm, he's just like,
damn.
Like, they're the hardest, craziest dudes on earth. And then they're like, all right, we got to kill him with a knife, and like, hold it up and.
Yeah,
it's
I know
crazy.
Knives are a little harder than
knives are very gross. And then you see somebody like, like they make a pretty gruesome. I mean, it's terrible, and I don't know how I used to be able to watch that stuff. I can't at all anymore. But
that's tough, dude.
Listening to a British guy read it out loud before bed isn't that bad.
Kind of nice.
It's nice. I could fall asleep to a nice British guy being like, Las Zetas, 40 bodies were littered across the street. What was going on in El Chapo's? But no, Zetas. The Zetas were the Gulf Coast of Mexico. Mm-hmm. Dude, Mexico's nuts. I don't know if you know about Mexico.
I've been there.
They are nuts, dude.
Yeah.
As far as like their government, they had a one-party government forever. Vicente Fox, I think, was the first. I remember Fox. Mm-hmm. So we were alive
Sounds
for that.
Familiar,
that was like the first real Democrat.
Which they have a one-party?
Democratic election. Yeah, they had one party. IRF?
So there were just elections that, like, there's one political party.
Yeah, and then one guy lost to a guy, and they were like, oh, the computer's shut down. Sorry, that election doesn't count. Yeah.
Damn.
They got wild. And then there was, like, a huge earthquake in Mexico City, and the government, like, really fucked up. So then Democrats started, other parties started showing up. But
what do they have now?
It's a Democratic country. But
I'm saying, do they have a couple?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm in 2008. That's when this book is.
I mean, you know, the founding fathers explicitly stated they didn't want a true democracy a bunch of times. So they wrote all the documents.
What do you mean?
They didn't want a true the founding fathers of America. I'm talking about America now.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't want a democracy at all.
Why not?
They're like, we don't. They're like, we're not gonna let poor people vote. That's stupid. They're like said it a bunch of times. They're like, dude, that'd be a disaster. Like, yeah, yeah. You're ruining our democracy.
What an absolute disaster. You want every idiot to vote? No. Yeah,
they were very much against being like horrible. Everyone reveres them. They're like, oh, they're the fat. They're like, we're like, poor people suck and are dumb. Yeah. Apparently, they said that a bunch of times.
Yeah, but imagine poor people in the 1770. Can you imagine poor people?
Dude, just a poor person, no TV, no school. They're just poor and just like, dude, I mean,
they just lived in the woods.
Just dumb. Yeah, exactly.
Just a guy in the woods.
Weren't even dumb. I wouldn't even say dumb.
Yeah, feral.
You meet a guy and he'd be like,
just be a man in the woods, like, like, all right, we got to let him pick who is controlling this new republic. But
go ahead.
Zetas are on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. They're in the Gulf. That's like the Gulf cartel. The Zetas started out as special forces, Mexican soldiers.
Nice.
That like splintered off, which is crazy because back then the only like the police all get bought for the most part. It's easy to corrupt that. But the military was supposed to be like the guys that never did it.
Yeah.
But then Z1. Z1. I'm sure it's just Z1, but I'm listening to a British guy read this book, so it's Z1.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Like a jerk.
Probably Z1.
Who's Z1?
He was like the first special forces guy to flip, and then he recruited a bunch of other special forces and soldiers to be the first like military, paramilitary, like hitmen for a cartel, and they just started getting. They were like they fought the military,
and they started their own shit.
Yeah. And then the leader of that group got
fuck. That's got to be fun.
So the head of Z1 got killed. Because then the government was just like, all right, fuck it, gloves are off, we're just killing.
Yeah.
Like, we can't try to do this traditionally where we'd arrest you because they're just breaking out and fight. So then it became a war. There was a drug war, and this is like 2002, 2003. And it's just fucking crazy. I mean, it's crazy. And we taught them how to torture. Like, they got training from the CIA on how to torture people, how to, like, what to do, how to do it. Jeez. There's, like, handbooks that the U.S. gave them on how to torture.
Pretty chill.
Sweet. We do rule.
We know a couple things.
Back to the Zetas, dude.
I mean, hit me with that, dude. I'm thinking about. I was just fantasizing about starting like an army with my boys, dude. Like, you guys want to fucking start our own army?
We gotta be drenched. Los Aguas.
Damn, dude. So they just fully bucked the system and were like, "Let's go." Just
yeah. But the Sinaloans, dude. You gotta watch the Sinaloans. So this is what happened. The Sinaloans. That's like El Chapo.
Yeah.
That's the fucking guys you hear. That's fucking El Jefe de Jefe. Come on, bro. Gallardo, El Jefe de Jefes.
Damn. Gallardo. So the Zetas were just chilling. They were just doing their thing.
I have it. East Coast. Gulf Cartel. Sinaloans on the West Coast. Like Baja, all that. Although Baja is something different now. Sinaloa is a state on the West Coast of Mexico. You know how there's like that thing that sticks down? Baja? Mexico?
Well, no, but yeah, I can believe it. I almost lied and said yes. I'm trying to be
That's all right. Yeah. It's California. It's called Baja California. It's like line that sticks down. The Sinaloa cartels were like the first, like, this guy named, I just said it, Gallardo. He, like, Gallardo, don't you dare make fun. Dude, he's the Jefe de Jefes.
I know, just, you know.
He linked all the plazas, dude. He linked all the fucking cartels to, oh, sick. So they linked, they were selling weed.
Yeah.
And then the Colombians started shipping coke to the United States through Mexico. And they were using the Bahamas for a while, but that got shut down. So then they had to use Mexico to ship all their cocaine in. Mexico wasn't really creating the cocaine.
Yeah.
They were just shipping it in. And the Colombians were like, we own these fucking idiots. Mexicans are dumb. Mm-hmm. We're the best. Nobody can say. And then Mexico was just like, all right, well, how about we kill you guys? Like Mexico was just like, all right, this is ours now.
Yeah.
And so then Mexico became huge, and it was under Gallardo. And then Chapo, dude. El Chapo rose up. But this is all Sinaloa. So it's all these dudes. These, like, they were considered, like, hicks. Mm-hmm. They're, like, mountain people.
Just growing weed and shit.
Yeah, they were growing weed up there. Like, great. Dude, you should. These weed fields are so sick.
They were putting in, like, that black fly.
Like, huge weed fields.
Did you ever hear about the black fly chemicals?
They got rid of sticks and stems.
What?
They were the ones who started growing stuff.
They did full
sensimilla? I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, the seedless. They went, like, full seedless
they
weed.
They created so it was just female weed plants. And it had to be so far away from other weed, so it didn't cross-pollinate, that they had to go build their own weed fields, so like up in the mountains.
They claim they started that?
Yes.
No, they did. That goes back way long. I mean, maybe they started bringing that first stuff around, but
how,
like,
long?
I mean, like, there was, like, Thai sticks in the 70s, you know.
This is back then? Yeah.
Maybe they did. I don't. I mean, I'm not going to.
How dare you?
I just. You give
a part of me, cartels. Pardon me.
Well, dude, it's like...
Mi compañero? Que bruto. Lo siento.
No, I just... Whenever you see, like, that brick weed... Because they used to do, like, stuff that was, like, sprayed with, like, black fly chemicals.
Oh, you know, well, that's what happened. Really? So then there was the war on drugs, and the Mexican government started... where they were allowed to spray the fields with pesticides and shit.
Oh, that's what it was, yeah.
Or not pesticides, but shit that killed the fields. Mm-hmm. And then the cartels were like, fuck it, we're going to use them anyway.
Yeah.
So then they would ship poisonous weed to the United States, and that's when shit really got bad for them. Ooh. But then they started... Then they fucked over the Colombians and took coke and became huge. So it was all these West Coast hillbillies versus the fucking Gulf Coast... And then the Zetas. All right, here we go.
The Mexican government was just like, I'm going to turn your sensimilla into swag. And they're like, fuck it, we don't care, dude.
We're going to sell this swag. Your weed's not going to be so dank anymore. Your weed is not dank at all.
It's not even sticky at all. This stuff sucks, dude. Your pounds are going to have nothing but shake.
All right. So, Sinaloans are the guys. They're the fucking shit.
That's a good territory, too, that little stretch to California.
California, all that, but the real stretch ended up becoming the Gulf Coast because Dallas and Houston started blowing up, like becoming major cities over the last like 40 years. But the Zetas, so this guy, I forget his name, he has the Gulf Coast, he hires special forces. The head special forces guy gets killed, the leader gets captured. So then the Sinaloans are like, all right, they don't have leaders, it's time for us to move in on the Gulf Coast. That's when just a huge drug war erupts because all those special forces dudes are still there.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, we'll run this.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
And then all the Sinaloans, so El Chapo versus the fucking
it's like
special forces. It's like the coolest shit.
Tactical shit versus like dudes with mustaches, basically.
Wild shit. And then all they do is torture and kill each other. And
damn.
Like, the Zetas have hitmen that were like leaving messages. They're like, fucking keep sending these fucking bendejas. Like all that, which turns out that just means pubes.
What?
Bendejas?
I'm still an asshole.
Bendejas a pube.
It's a pube.
I think it's Bendejas.
Send these pubes.
Yeah.
I thought Bendejas was asshole.
Like, keep sending us pubes that we're going to keep killing. I think it translates directly to pubes.
I don't think there's... They don't have a three-syllable word for pubes in Mexico, dude.
You'd be surprised.
Dude. Bendejas. Dude, please.
Yeah, we need to fact check that, because one of the words means pubes.
It says pubis.
Yeah.
What? So Bendejas are pubes.
Yes.
I always thought I was an asshole. So, damn, those motherfuckers were calling me pubes. I was like, yeah, I am an asshole. Yeah, what are you doing? You gonna do about it?
Yeah, I'm just an asshole, man.
You fucking pube. Yeah, I was like a dishwasher.
Like little fucking pubes.
Yeah, they've been my day, and I'm like, yeah, dude, I am kind of a fucking asshole. So,
anyway, that's what's going
on. Who's winning right now? Who's like currently
right now? No, again, I'm back in 08. I've been looking at it. I think the Sinaloans are still doing work.
Yeah.
MS-13 started getting brought down.
Swag.
MS-13 was from L.A. Trump and El Salvador.
Saved us from them.
They did. And you know what's funny? I looked at... This is how fucking gay our country is. Yeah. I looked at MS-13's Wikipedia page, and at the bottom of the paragraph, they're like, even though they, you know, count for less than 1% of the murders in this country, Republicans are acting like... And it's like, these are the worst people on earth.
Yeah.
Like just because the Republicans definitely exaggerate that it's like a menace that we have to worry about, doesn't mean you should include that in the article about literally people that torture and murder.
Yeah, for sure.
Constantly.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, and the Republicans are exaggerating about how bad it is. It's like, no, leave that part out.
Well, that was Trump's fatal flaw, because I think now that's what politics have devolved into. It's like, you got to just come up with the spookiest tale, dude.
Spooky, dude. Spooky. MS-13 is very spooky.
Turned out Trump went down. He doubled down hard on Mexicans. He came up with spooky tales about Mexicans. Everyone's like, ooh, that sounds pretty spooky. I might vote for this guy. And Biden was like, how do you feel about global pandemic? And everyone's like,
that's way scarier.
Way spookier. And Trump's like, come on, guys. Mexicans
are so scary.
Watch Breaking Bad Season 3. Guys, they fucking head on a turtle. Come on.
Yeah, they...
They're in your high schools.
Mexicans are in your high schools.
Remember they said MS-13 was recruiting in high schools in Texas?
Yeah.
Your sweet white boy's going to join MS-13.
He's going to get a face tattoo. He's going to just look like Post Malone. Is that what you want? Los Malones? Los Post Malones?
Every time they said suburbs during the debates made me so happy. They're like, the suburbs.
Nobody knows the suburbs better than me.
You don't even know the suburbs.
The only time you've been in the suburbs is when you get lost.
I was in Erie for 10 years.
I grew up in the suburbs.
You don't even know the suburbs.
I know the suburbs.
What the fuck? So, I'm sorry. Sinaloa is killing it?
I think right now Sinaloa. I think Sinaloa. Sinaloa's are the fucking guys. There's the Felix brothers, the I forget the first part. The Felix brothers.
They're pretty good.
They followed after Gallardo went down. And then they had a beef with Chapo. I mean, they all fight each other pretty often.
I could see that being
they don't get along.
The chillest group.
None of them are that chill.
Not really a live and let live group.
But the Zetas started this whole thing of they started this thing of like torturing and very publicly killing everybody. So they'd kill like 30 dudes, the Sinaloans or whoever, any pubes that were sent to them.
Yeah.
They would kill. They would cut, like, they literally cut your head off, cut your dick off, put your dick in your mouth, put your head on a pike in the middle of town. Like 30 heads.
Yeah.
It's the scariest shit ever. It's horrible. And they do it all the time.
You think chicks are like, damn, those guys are fucking
rule. Well, that's kind of what backfired. So the government arrested a bunch of Zetas and were like, here's a picture of these guys. This is humiliating for them. We caught them. And then they took a picture, and everybody looked cool as fuck. It's a bunch of jack dudes in like tactical gear with like assault rifles.
Damn.
And everybody was like, "Yo, I wish I was a Zeta. These guys are awesome." It's cool though. I mean, and I watched Sicario twice last week.
Damn, dude.
Dude, I'm fully.
You're just. Fully
I'm all
in.
About it.
You're fully in.
And I don't know one thing about it.
I'm
doing all right.
Nice little lay of the land.
Well, that kind of. It's also the book. The book about El Narcos is the show Narcos Mexico.
Got you.
It's the story. It's the same story.
Oh, you're reading and watching it.
Reading and watching. And I'm like, I know what happens here. That guy, pretty cool.
Damn.
Yeah. Kiki Camarena, he gets killed. They leave out the part that he got raped in the show.
Really?
Yeah, the DEA agent. That's what happened.
The DEA agent raped him?
They got raped. The DEA agent got fucking
raped.
I watched another one, dude. There's this fucking thing on Amazon about Kiki Camarena getting abducted, and it's fucking sick, dude.
Who got raped?
The Mexican cartels, they kidnapped a DEA agent.
Yeah.
And they shoved a fucking stick up his ass after they killed. Like, they did bad things to that. They're bad hombres.
Yeah, dude.
And that kind of started a hard crackdown on the Mexican cartels.
Yeah, they don't like that.
Once they killed one American, Americans were like, all right, knock it off.
Just a fucking guy. Those federal jobs, those dudes pretty much chill a lot. Like, they just kind of kick their feet up and pull. You know, they do like breaking through people's houses and shit, but there's a lot of downtime and a lot of chilling. And just one day being like, you got a fucking stick up his ass? Fuck, well, man.
We're going to have to go kill all these guys.
You just ate like a delicious lunch for 2 hours. And you're just like, oh, sweet. I'm going off Friday, Saturday, 2 weeks. Maybe Mike just had a stick up his ass. You're like,
God damn it.
Like, can I still take vacation? Yeah. But yeah, that's crazy.
No, that.
So he got a stick up. He got treated like a third world dictator.
Yeah. Jeez. They tortured him. I don't know. Yeah. But.
What do they. Are they just. Did they, like, try to get information?
There's a show on Amazon about it that's fucking wild. There's this one cop. Like, there's a cop.
R.I.P.
It's like a documentary about it. They were cops that were, like, on the take for the cartel that were there that knew about the abduction and all that. And there's one cop that's like got the worst PTSD you've ever seen, or some sort of weird mental disability.
Probably.
But like, they're interviewing him. He's like his eyes, like, but it's crazy. Like, if he was in a movie, you'd be like, all right, that character sucked because there's nobody on earth that's like that. Like, this guy was overacting. But in he's like, he's like, the blood, the body's everywhere.
Oh my
God. Like, it's, you got to see this guy. It's awesome. Fuck. Yeah, it gets you fired up, dude.
Damn. What do you get pumped up for?
What do I get pumped up? I get pumped up when the U.S. is just like.
Get it drunk.